welcome to Heroes of the Game, Episode 2. I'm Wally D. Glad that you joined us this evening as we're broadcasting live from Heroes New York Pizza and Pasta at 1901 West Aztec Boulevard in Aztec, New Mexico. And, of course, we've got a great show lined out for you this evening as the Kirtland Central Broncos are here joining us live. And, of course, if you're out and about, what a great place to stop and eat. And we'd love to have you come by this evening and join us for dinner, or you can sit on the other side and don't even have to listen to us or anything, but you can come on down and have some great New York pizza, and I know it's all you can eat pasta night, a great deal. Of course, we'll talk to New York Johnny in our second segment a little bit about all the great deals that are here at Heroes New York Pizza. And then after that, of course, as we said, we'll be talking to the head coach and the Kirtland Central Broncos boys basketball team, John Zecca, the head coach, join us this evening. We appreciate them traveling all the way over from Kirtland to join us tonight. We'll find out a little bit about their team, and you know, this looks like they've got a great team to make a run this year far into the playoffs, and so we'll talk a little bit about that. Let's look at some of the games that happened last night. And we'll start with boys basketball scores as Bayfield defeated Pedra Vista 75-64. PV traveled up there. Bayfield looks to be a good, solid team this year. I've seen them a couple of times, and just a very talented team, and it works really hard. And they took down Pedra Vista last night 75-64. Farmington defeated Bloomfield 57-34. An easy win for the Farmington Scorpions. They seem like they're getting it together as the district is just a little over a week away, and all these 4A teams just getting it put together. Mayamira defeats Aztec 42-36 as Mayamira traveled up to take on the Aztec Tigers. Other scores, Shiprock Northwest defeats Tagai 58-54. That was a close game. I believe that was a district game, as they've already started their district. And the other score last night, Kirtland Central easily over Shiprock 71-49. And they've played quite a few times already. I think this might be the third meeting. We'll find out. See, I know it's at least the second. So we'll find that from them. Girls basketball, Farmington defeats Bloomfield 78-43. Pedra Vista 66-59 over Bayfield. Pedra Vista getting things going as they're getting ready to get to district. Tagai defeat Shiprock Northwest 78-65. And Navajo Prep over Zuni in a district game 68-49. Coming up tonight, game going on right now, Navajo Prep boys hosting Rayma. That is a district matchup there. And then that's kind of strange. It's really weird this year. We usually never have games on Wednesday night. This year, there has been a lot of games happening on Wednesday night. Thursday, boys basketball, Kirtland Central at Bloomfield. And then, of course, Kirtland Central will travel down to St. Pius on Saturday for a second meeting this year, as they met them earlier in the year at the Gallup Invitational. We'll talk a little bit about that matchup coming up on Saturday. Girls basketball, Rayma at Navajo Prep. And then Friday, Bloomfield will be at Aztec, and girls boys basketball, Pedra Vista at Bloomfield, Tohatchee at Navajo Prep, and girls basketball on Saturday. Lots of games coming up for the weekend. Las Lunas at Pedra Vista, that should be a good matchup. Dulce at Bloomfield, Navajo Prep at Tohatchee, and then Saturday, Aztec will be at Bernalillo, and then, as we talked about, Kirtland Central will be at St. Pius. Of course, wrestling duels are going on this weekend. I believe it's some of the district duels, the Aztec, Farmington, Pedra Vista, Kirtland Central, Bloomfield, Shiprock, all at the Aztec duels. That'll be happening all this weekend. So a lot of sports going on in the area. And, of course, that's, you know, why we're dedicating the show to local sports heroes in our area, all through the Four Corners. And we'll be featuring them, as we said, each and every Wednesday night right here at Heroes New York Pizza. So you want to be sure and come out and join us on Saturday night, or on Wednesday night. And, of course, you can also pick us up on the World Wide Web at 107.9 Pirate Radio. And also go to my webpage, WallyDSports.com, and check check out everything there, and we'll have pictures posted, and we're hoping to also have this broadcast recorded that you can go back and listen to it if you missed it tonight, or you want to tell a friend about it or whatever. Hopefully we'll have it up within the next couple of days, and then you can listen to episode 2 of Heroes of the Game. Take a look at the standings in basketball as we look at 4A basketball. Some of the top teams listed here in the four corners: Piedra Vista girls at 10, Kirtland Central girls at 17, Farmington 18, and Aztec 24. So the girls side of 4A's got a lot of work to go. Looking at 4A boys, let me get there, see if I can find the right bracket. Top teams, Kirtland Central ranked number 5 this week, Piedra Vista 13, Farmington 15, and Aztec 25. Now as we look at 3A boys, some of the top teams, Shiprock at number 7 and Bloomfield 18. Girls basketball, Shiprock girls are the top team in our area in 3A, or higher than anybody seated right now, as they are number 3 right now in the polls, and Bloomfield at number 19. Shiprock girls really on a roll right now, and looking to really get things rolling as district gets started. Navajo Prep girls ranked at number 4 and Navajo Prep boys at 22. So that is your the rankings so far this week as we take a look at the polls there. Let's take a 2-minute timeout, and when we come back, we'll talk to New York Johnny, find out what's happening here at Heroes New York Pizza, get some of his specials and all. I mean, there's just a lot of great food here. Pizza's always great, and there's all-you-can-eat pasta tonight. So come on down, 1901 West Aztec Boulevard, right on the corner of Oliver and Aztec Boulevard, across from the county. And come down and join the great food. Anyway, it's time for us to take a break, and when you come back, we'll talk to New York Johnny. You're listening to Heroes of the Game radio show right here on Pirate 107.9 FM.
KPRT-FM 107.9, Farmington, New Mexico. 107.9PirateRadio.com.
Get your new wheels for the new year at West Chevrolet.
Want a new car?
Right now, the 2014 Malibu has a rebate of $1,750 plus a dealer discount of an additional $1,000. That's almost $3,000 on MSRP. Plus, get big West Chevrolet discounts during our tax refund sale. With a huge selection and the lowest prices, your new ride for 2014 is here. West Chevrolet. Find new roads. 3911 East Main. Or shop us online at webauto.com. Plus, TCNM and dealership transfer fee is January 31st.
Our tobacco? It's Sunday and you don't want to drive miles to get what you need? Cigarette Outlet is open 7 days a week with a convenient drive-thru window at 1845 East Main Street. Their friendly staff can provide you what you need in a variety of only tobaccos, cigars, cigarettes, and even hookahs. Must be 18 to enter and have a proper ID. Visa and MasterCard are accepted. Cigarette Outlet, 1845 East Main Street, next to Laser Zone.
Hi, this is Dave with Dependable Maytag Home Appliance Center, the appliance dealer of choice. At Dependable Maytag, we carry it all. Washers and dryers, ranges, refrigerators, dishwashers, microwaves, and freezers. Brands you can trust. Maytag, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, and Amana. Always the newest, freshest inventory of Four Corners. Professional delivery and installation is available. And at Dependable Maytag, we service what we sell. Stop in today, 2800 East 20th, or give us a call, 327-2800. Dependable Maytag, the appliance dealer of choice.
Does your vehicle have the winter blues? No start, hard to start, or just plain old running bad? Let the crew at the wrench help you out. The qualified techs can get your vehicle back in shape. The wrench has the latest technology to fix your vehicle. The brakes starting at $169.95. Oil changes starting at $34.95. And check out the financing option with a great credit. The crew at the wrench would like to wish everyone a great and happy new year. The wrench, located at 1300 West Murray. Call 324-0610.
And welcome back to Heroes of the Game radio show, live here at New York Pizza and Pasta. I'm Wally D. Each and every Wednesday night, we're here live at 7 o'clock as we feature local sports hero in the area, or just any heroes, really. But we've been featuring high school sports right now. And, of course, next week we're working on our guest. We don't know who that is quite yet, but I am working on that. And as soon as we know, you can always go to WallyDSports.com and we'll have it listed there. And of course, we have to promo it pretty heavy on the radio. Joining me right now, the Aztec's most famous person right now, New York Johnny. Hey, Johnny, how you doing?
How you doing, Wally?
It's great to have you. Great to be here.
Thank you. Really appreciate you guys being here also.
Well, we appreciate you giving us the opportunity to come and broadcast and to feature some of our student athletes and just let people know a little bit about them and what some of these kids are, because some of these kids are great and, you know, up and outstanding students at their school.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, we're happy to do that. I mean, we feel, you know, after all, we are heroes, you know, very patriotic, you know, very into the community. You know, and we're just here every day for the community and, mothers, fathers, children, you know, aunts, uncles, grandmothers, grandfathers, you know.
The whole family.
The whole family. This is a family environment, you know. We're just part of the community.
Yeah, you know? Definitely. So, well, let's talk about some of your great food. Of course, man, I mean, ever since you've been open, I just can't stay away from here. It seems like they keep coming back. And one of the things that, I was in New York last year and had some of the New York pizza for the first time, and it's totally different from any other pizza. And
right.
and what you have here is just like what they have in New York.
It's like back home. That's right. They say that it can't be done. Everybody can't get pizza outside of New York. That's like New York pizza because of the water. And most people I say that don't even know the reason why they say it's the water. Like it's magic water for pizza, you know. But meanwhile, at the end of the 1800s and the early 1900s, we built an 80-mile aqueduct from upstate, from the mountains, down to the, you know, metropolitan area, the city, and out of stone. So it's hard water. I mean, I think we got plenty of hard water out here. What do you think?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right out of the Rockies.
Yeah, exactly.
You
know? Exactly.
So you know, we're doing good with it, you know.
So you go down and get your water out of the river? Is that what you do?
That's what we do. We go down there with a ladle, and we ladle it out of, you know, no. No, but... No, it's just, it's been working out. It was a little different. You know, we had a place in Ignacio, and, you know, it's a little different to adjust from the elevation. I mean, it's a very touchy thing, but yeah, we got it down on this elevation now.
Well, let's talk about some of your great specials that you got going on right now.
Yeah. So we got, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Pasta Mania all day. You know, you get your choice of pasta. You know, you get either marinara sauce or meat sauce, and all you could eat garlic knots. It's for $9.99. You know, we're trying to rival the big boys, you know what I mean? So you know, and when we have, $2 Tuesdays, that's $2 off any pizza pie order, you know. And, on Wednesday, of course, we have the heroes of the game, and we love that you guys are doing this, and you're here, Wally B, the voice of Tri-City Sports, you know. And you do a few other things that a lot of people don't know about, I'm sure, so I should say that.
Well.
And then we have, we have our under $10 lunch menu, you know, so we're doing burgers, cheeseburgers, we're doing bacon, green chili cheeseburgers, we're doing all kinds of things.
So you got it all, man.
Yeah,
you got it all covered.
Deals. Oh, yeah, meal deals for under $10, you know. I mean, you know, up door, we got pasta, the Alfredo sauce, you know, $8.99 out the door with your drink, your salad, your breadstick, you know, and you know, that's how we're doing. And we just implemented a under $10 pizza pie. You know, it's a 10-inch pie, and you know, that's $7.99 for cheese, $8.99 for a single topping, and four toppings, and
that's $9.99 too.
Yeah, I mean, those are 10-inch pizzas. They're pretty decent for one to two people, and. But, you know, we do have those 18-inch pizzas. I stretch them out there.
Right.
Like 19. You know?
Right.
And the same thing with the smaller 14-inch, you know.
And what about, you got the pizzas that you bake and people can
That's right. Take and bake.
Take and bake. That's what I was looking for.
Well, I have the, you got it. I have the, the disposable tray you put in the oven also where it's totally uncooked. But we also do, and that's a 16-inch pizza, but we also do any size pizza pie, and we'll do it where we par bake it on the stone, okay, and get it cooking there for like 4 minutes, take it out of the oven, put it on foil, don't cut it, send you home with directions, 400 degrees, 5 to 7 minutes without
Brian, you have those ready for people just to come and pick up?
That's right. Call ahead, 334-9500. I'll have anything ready. Same thing with the breakfast burritos, pound and a half breakfast burritos, double XLs. We also have the regular size burritos. We call those the biggie smalls.
Hey, you're getting ahead of me. I was getting to that. If we could do it again.
Well, there I go again, rambling out. I do this all day.
I know you do. And I was going to talk about the burritos because, I mean, I tell you what, a pound burrito, I mean, you have no idea. It's just a huge burrito, and I know I usually have to split mine because of more than I can eat, you know.
Right.
There was a time I could eat the whole thing.
I understand. That's when you're running around a little bit more.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, but, I mean, you could get that burrito, cut it in half, three meat, green chili, that's bacon, ham, and sausage. Take the burrito, we'll cut it in half for you, half for breakfast, half for lunch.
Yeah.
Rest of the day for $7.75.
And you guys open up at 6 o'clock in the morning to serve
it. 6 o'clock in the morning, that's right, sir. Oh, well, let's go back to this. We were going for 6 for a little while here, and then we noticed we weren't doing any sales for like 7:30, so we started at 7 again. But we will, as we grow and there's the demand for it and there's people, we will open at 6 again, but we will also come in. I'll come in at 4 o'clock in the morning if there's a safety meeting, if there's a big order of burritos. I mean, you know, we'll accommodate anybody however they need to be.
Right, and they just need to call you, and you'll do whatever you need to do.
That's right. They can call me for a big burrito order that evening, and we'll have it the next morning, even if it's 4 o'clock in the morning.
4 o'clock in the morning, right.
I mean,
right.
It's a New York hustle. You know what I mean? We can't wait. We try to do everything in the New York
made it, yeah. I knew that was coming. I knew that
you
was
know my just... shtick.
I got you all figured out, Johnny. You just don't know it.
Okay.
Well, once again, we appreciate you joining us, and of course, we'll do it again next week. And
that's awesome.
And
I can't wait.
It's a lot of fun. And anyway, so I know you've been back there throwing pizzas all day too. That's the other thing. You come down and see the pizzas thrown in the air.
That's right. No, from what I understand, nobody in the area really does it like we do. We throw it in the air and, you know, old school style, stretch it. Yeah, we do that, and the kids love it. You know, the kids of all ages.
Right.
But the youngsters, they love it, and we give them dough. You know, it's like pizza play dough. You know, they watch us, and before you know it, they're mimicking us, you know, so they love that. And we also have that pizza 101 parties that, you know, we do right here in the pizzeria section, and the kids make their own pizza, you know.
Wow.
Put it in the oven for them, and
that's a great birthday party.
Yeah, and we put it in the box and send them home with it. Look, Mommy, look, Daddy.
Yeah. Awesome.
Exactly, like home ec.
A little home ec class at the
that's
pizza
right.
place.
Hey, Heroes, New York pizza, pasta, sandwiches, breakfast burritos, cheeseburgers, green chili.
All right,
we
Johnny.
Do it all.
I'm going to have to put the zipper on you now.
Thank you, sir. That's okay. I got to get busy. I got to toast more pizza pies.
Exactly. I got to get you back to work. And we've got people to talk to.
That's
here.
Right. Yes, we got to give these youngsters light because they're very talented, educated individuals. You know, with a lot of drive, and we want to make sure we support them.
Yeah, exactly. We'll see you next week, and I'm going to let him go, and we're going to take another break as we welcome in the Bronco basketball team, and we'll talk to a few of the players. In fact, I need to put my glasses on. I can't see. It's so small. Valdemar Rodriguez is joining us. Elijah Charles, Christian Mackey, and Joseph Willie will be with us right after the break.
Awesome.
Seniors from the boys basketball team at Kirtland Central. We'll be back with more of Heroes of the Game radio show right here on Pirates 107.9 FM.
Thanks.
It's a great time to get a great new look for your home, and you can with great savings on carpets and floors during our semi-annual clearance sale now at Flooring America. I'm Kevin Lewinhagen, and I invite you in to see our huge selection of plush carpets, gorgeous hardwoods, and durable laminate, ceramic, and vinyl floors, and they're all on sale now. You'll save up to 40% off select carpets and floors store-wide. To make room for more inventory, we've got a beautiful, stylish carpets and floors at unbeatable markdown prices. Plus, we've got special financing available to help with your purchase. Subject to credit approval, just see the store for details. Do you share a home with a pet? We've got a variety of pet-friendly floors to choose from as well. And now, if you buy any flooring with a Pets for Patriots symbol, we'll make a donation to Pets for Patriots, a unique organization that pairs pets who need a home with patriots who need companionship. The semi-annual clearance sale is a limited time, so hurry in. Take advantage of the great savings at Flooring America, where friends send friends. Our showroom is located at 6550 East Main in Farmington.
Now offering automatic and free Diesel cab trucks are $90 right now. And four-door cars are $160. Some exceptions apply. Ladies' Day is Wednesday. $7 car wash. And Senior Day is Thursday. Also, $7. Come to Tennessee and help us pick up and deliver your car locally. If you need to talk to Sandy or Sean about Sunset Tennessee,
and welcome back, Heroes of the Game Radio Show. I'm Wally D. We're live at Heroes New York Pizza. And as promised, we're joined by four basketball players from the Kirtland Central Broncos basketball team. Boy, that's a tongue twister almost, and I should be good at saying stuff like that since I do games. But joining us is number 20, Valdemar Rodriguez. Hey, Valdemar, how are you doing?
Good.
Good to have you here. And sitting next to him is Elijah Charles, and he is number 30 on the floor. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
And then the big guy in the middle, Christian Mackey, number 32. Hey, Christian.
How you doing?
Doing good. You know, when was it? Oh, a couple weeks ago, the Scorpions were talking about you.
Oh.
It was all good, though.
Okay.
They like you. They really like you.
That's good.
And then sitting on his right is number 434, Joseph Willie. Hey, Joseph, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good to have you all here. Let's talk a little bit. We're right in the middle of season, getting ready for district, and we'll start with you, Christian. Talk a little bit about the season and how it's been going for you.
It's been going pretty good for me right now. The team's coming together, and we're meshing and everything. We're firing all cylinders right now. We're doing pretty good. We just got to keep focused on our main goal, and that's getting to the pit. We got to remain humble and, stay hungry.
And, how many of you guys played football, too? I knew two of you did, but how was it adjusting from football to basketball this year? Go ahead.
Adjusting to basketball, coming off of football, it took a while. I started off slow, but then as the season started to come closer, we got our rhythm back and started playing basketball.
And the first games, you almost feel like you're out there on a football field still, a little bit rough.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, physical.
Yeah, it definitely does. I know I've done quite a few games where the first games of the season, football teams, it's like a football match out there almost.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about, I know you guys are like a pretty much senior-laden team. How big is that for you guys to have that kind of, that many players? I think, what, do you have eight seniors on the team?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's good for us. It gives us experience. A lot of us have been playing this for about 2 years now. We know certain circumstances, and, it's easy for us to get through. We have a lot of leaders on the team, too.
Yeah, definitely. So, and you have people that can come in off the bench and really support your team, too.
Right, yeah.
You haven't said anything, Valdemar. You're quiet. He's doing all the talking. Valdemar will ask you, talk about probably what's been the toughest game so far this year.
Toughest game, I'd say, is when we were playing at the Gallup tournament against the Pius. I didn't play, I was gone, but to hear about us losing last second in the buzzer beater kind of hurt deep to read about it.
Yeah, tell us about it, Elijah.
That game was intense. We were going back and forth, and he just got open the lane, shot it, and just went in for him.
Yeah, and of course, you guys are going to go down and take him on again here
Saturday.
Saturday. Talk a little bit about that matchup, Joseph. I caught you sleeping, didn't I?
I think it's pretty good. We just got to go down there and play our game. When in the Gallup, we got caught up in playing their game, and we just got to go down there with the chip on our shoulder again.
Right, and and you're going to their, their home, and of course you played at a neutral site too. So,
yeah.
How much more difficult do you think it is to go to a place like that?
Going to another opponent's house or their gym is always hard. They have the crowd, they have home court advantage, but we just got to play our A game, come out on top, play hard.
Right.
Win.
And you mentioned the crowd and everything. One of the things that got to be positive when you guys play at home is you always have a good crowd out there currently Central, don't you?
Talk
about the crowd and how that does it, you know, get you pumped up for a game when you get a when you got a full crowd like that.
It just gets really intense, like just listening to the crowd panning you on and everything. It just gets you really hyped up and keep focused. The crowd really helps us during the game too. It builds us adrenaline and like a rush through our body when the crowd cheers. Like when we make a good play, it just makes it turns our energy on more and we keep firing.
Turn it up just a little bit more. You like to hear those cheers, don't you?
Yeah. Knowing that our friends and family come to support us, you know, that gives us a lot of confidence, you know, and a lot of our community believes in us. You know, we got to come in, we got to showcase our skills and our talent.
Right. Now, how long have you been playing? How many years have you been playing at Kirtland on the basketball team, Christian?
I've been playing 4 years at Kirtland, 3 years were on varsity.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. Of course, so you've been under Coach John Zecca for the past 3 years then?
Oh, yeah. You know, me and John, you know, we've been together since my sophomore year. You know, he's a good coach. You know, and he knows the stuff about basketball. You know, we just got to follow him throughout, you know, the whole season.
Right. And how I mean, do you listen to everything he says, or is there some of that stuff that you ignore?
Oh, you know, there's a lot of things, you know, he says. You know, I try to take everything in, but I also put in my input, too. You know, he has good input, and I take it into consideration, and, you know, and he's a coach, so, yeah, I follow what he says.
Yeah, he has your best interest in mind, doesn't he? Talk about what he's meant to you.
Well, I only played the past 2 years, and my sophomore year, I was on JV, and my freshman year, I didn't play at the Kirtland. So playing for John Zecca was a pretty good experience. He's a good coach. He knows his stuff, and he can only do so much to just coach us, but then as players, we have to go out on the court and play our game.
All right, and what about you, Joseph?
He's a good coach. I've only had him for 2 years, and he's taught me a lot. Like, he gives me he helped me gain my confidence this year when I wasn't doing so well. And always tells us players to shoot whenever. He'll never get mad at us for shooting.
That's a good thing. What position do you play on the floor?
I play a forward.
Or so you get a shooter. You're under the basket then.
Yeah, or the baseline.
The baseline. You play the baseline, so you get you take care of all the rebounds.
Yeah,
unless he gets them from you, right? Christian gets them from you.
Yeah, me and Christian, we try to stay opposite of each other. We don't bump into each other.
Have you guys had any jump balls together this year?
A couple.
How long does it take for one of you to let go and say, "Oh, he's got it"?
Until one of us says.
Team. And Valdemar, talk about what Coach has meant to you.
Coach Decker, I really like him as a coach. And this is my first year playing straight varsity. Last year I was a voter, but JV and varsity. But Coach Decker's helped me out since my freshman year, and he's just giving me confidence, and he knows I can play, and I just try to listen to him.